we always accept Jesus' invitation to care for others. Amen. As disciples, we are going to be called by faith into some uncomfortable places and situations. We can ignore the call and pretend we don't hear Jesus, or we can go fishing with whatever nets of faith we can find. It's about that loving and amazing God who guides us, feeds us, and loves us, no matter how stubborn or awkward we are about casting our nets into the great unknown. When Strangers Meet is a book by Keo Stark, and she shares about the wonderful things that can occur when we open ourselves to unexpected conversations with strangers. She shares that there are things we say when we catch the eye of a stranger or a neighbor walking by. We say, "Hello, how are you? It's a beautiful day." And these can sometimes sound kind of meaningless, but these questions, they have social meaning. What we mean when we ask these questions is, "I see you there." And Keo goes on to say, when we talk to strangers, we're making beautiful interruptions into the expected narratives of our daily life and theirs. We're also making unexpected connections. If we don't talk to strangers, we're missing out on all of that. We spend a lot of time teaching our children about strangers. What would happen if we spent more time teaching ourselves? We could possibly reject all of the ideas that make us so suspicious of each other. We could make space for change. And there's also a 75-year-old study, and the fourth director of this Harvard study of adult development is Robert Waldinger. And Robert shared in a talk the three important lessons learned from the study about what we need and what keeps us happy and healthy as we go through life. If we are going to invest now in our future best selves, where would we put our time and energy? Demographically, the study tracked 724 men. And of these men, when it started, some of them were sophomores at Harvard College who finished college, and then most went off to serve in World War II. And the second group was a group of teenage boys from Boston's poorest neighborhoods. And later, the study added the wives of all of these men. And the study discovered from tens of thousands of pages of information that were generated on their lives. Well, the lessons weren't about wealth or fame or working harder and harder. The clearest message that they got from the study was that good relationships keep us happier and healthier. And the three biggest lessons learned were social connections are really good for us, and that loneliness kills us. People who are more socially connected to family, friends, and community are happier. They're physically healthier. They live longer than people who are less well connected. And the experience of loneliness turns out to be toxic. And at any given time, more than 1 in 5 Americans will report that they are lonely. The second lesson was that it's not the number of friends we have, and it's not whether or not we're in a committed relationship, but it's the quality of our close relationships that matters. The third lesson about relationships and our health was that good relationships don't just protect our physical bodies, they protect our brains. It turns out that being in a securely attached relationship to another person in your 80s, and this starts when you're in your 50s, is protective. That the people who were and who are in relationships where they feel they can really count on the other person in times of need, these people's memories stay sharper longer. Now, when Jesus turns to Peter and commissions Peter by asking him three times, "Do you love me?" Jesus is speaking to the quality of not only their relationship, but the relationship that Jesus wants Peter to build and cultivate. And not only Peter, but all of the disciples, including us. Each time Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter says yes. And each time Jesus then gives Peter a directive, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." This directive is also for us. This kind of love involves an inherent expectation of being present and doing. This is love as courage, love as risk, love as presence. Jesus calls Peter and us, as individuals and as communities of faith, to follow him, even where we might not want to otherwise go, even where we might not want to go, to engage with strangers, and to cultivate good relationships with people we know and those we have yet to meet. The times in which we live require us to be bold, be curious, be willing to fail, be willing to try, and to keep trying. These times call for us to love deeply, listen intently, model the love of Jesus with family, with friends, with neighbors, with strangers. When we go fishing with our nets of faith, we will find our nets overflowing with God's love. Amen.